Who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. Raised as a farmer, he loved the land. Trained as a cooper, he learned how bands could bind loose staves to make them stand. And great things can come from a common man. His life reads like a storybook from the Scotland farm on Merrick's Brook to serving the state in all he undertook after studying the law on borrowed books. For who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. King's attorney for Connecticut, till ties with the crown had to be cut. Elected assemblyman in 64, joined the safety council as thoughts turned to war. A justice of the peace and elected assistant, one of the standing order, his rise was consistent, as if he had a master plan to be declared our country's Uncle Sam. For who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. In 75, he was delegated to the Continental Congress, where history awaited. Signed is Samuel on the Declaration, elected first president of the brand new nation. George, what's his name, called Sam president. And in 84, back home he went to Connecticut for retirement. But that's not how Sam's remaining years were spent. For who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. In his last 12 years, though often sick, Chief Justice, Lieutenant Governor, and from 1786, elected governor 10 years in a row. That's a bit of history everyone should know. But fame is such a fickle game. One who did so much should be remembered by his name, not as Samuel, who? His identity a mystery, but as our first president, a shining light of history. For who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name is Samuel Huntington. 2 centuries later, a trust's been formed to restore the home where Sam was born. And if we are a grateful nation, we'll repay his years of service with our donation. For who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. Yes, who was Connecticut's favorite son in the days of Washington and Jefferson? He was born in 1731, and his name was Samuel Huntington. His name was Samuel Huntington. And his name was Samuel Huntington.